Amr Abai, Elad, the Yukme Rabbi Yoshia, Leahi, the Maman is Zoyna Piskoi. For Rabbi, he, Rabbi Yoshi explained the Bryce later that says that if somebody Yachmanis has Nus with a Zoyna, and he tells the Zoyna, I'll give you a Korban Pesach for your pay. So Loch read it's Chala Din Esnan Zoyna. That's the Loch of Stama Zoyna. The Loch of Esnan Zoyna in the Torah is, if you have Nus with a Zoyna, and you tell the Zoyna, I'll give you an animal for your pay, that animal now is also to be brought for Korban. That's called an Esnan Zoyna. You're allowed to eat the animal for a chulun, it's kosher. Just to bring it for korban, it's not a nice payment. It's meis, you can't bring it for korban. That's called esnan zoyna. The matan of the pay you give to a zoyna, if you gave her an animal, she can't bring that animal for korban. Now what about if somebody gave a zoyna, he has nusvus of his erev Pesach, and he gave his korban Pesach for the pay. So locher is it's chal, the din esnan zoyna, and you can't use that korban for korban Pesach. That's the way Rav Oishi says, that the bright letter says such a locha goes according to Rebbe. So, according to Abaye, what do we see? The chur, if you already made a korban Pesach, how could you say now when you give it to the zoyna, it becomes also a zesnan zoyna? The chur, once it's a korban Pesach, it doesn't belong to you anymore. So you're not even allowed to give it to the zoyna, it's not chal an esnan zoyna. So why does it become an esnan zoyna? So the chiddush is that Rebbe holds the korban Pesach is still called mamam bailim. It's not really called hegdish. Like when a person is magdish or korban Pesach, he has in mind to leave over some part of it that should still belong to him. Like we'll soon see. In case he realizes he doesn't have clothing for Pesach. So what's he going to do? He'll take his korban Pesach and he'll tell somebody else, you want to buy part of my korban Pesach? Zutay, give me $100. So he'll take the $100 now and buy himself a suit. I, lechur, he already made the korban hegdish. The Torah says no. By a korban Pesach, the Das says the person doesn't make no thing hegdish. He has in mind to leave over part of it, that he still wants it, that if I want to get money for it, I can get money for it. That's why if you give it to a zoyna, it's takachal esnan zoyna, because part of it was not hegdish, therefore what's chulin like, if you give it to the zoyna, you paid her for it, and now it's got a shame, this was pay for a zoyna, you can't use it for korban anymore. So Abai says, that's the way Rav Oishi learned. But Abai says, if Rav Oishi wouldn't have said that, I would not have learned that pshat. Now what's pshat over here? I would say the din of esnan zoyna goes aliba. It's talking about kochim kalim. It's talking about regular kochim kalim of korban shlamim. The aliba the Rabbi Yosef Glili. It's going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili shita. The yom of the Rabbi Yosef Glili always holds kochim kalim mama bailim hu. Kochim kalim is not so strict the kedusha. It always still belongs to the bailim. That's why the din later, if somebody gives a zoyna for pay his korban, it's chal. Why is the chalai it's hegdish? It's talking about kochim kalim, only a shlamim that still belongs to the owner. Therefore, if you give it to a zayna, it's considered you gave her something. Now it's called the pay for the znus, and you can't use it for the korban. Avo, but Abai was saying, the Pesach, but by regular korban Pesach, know what I would have said? Loi mishayir inish. A person does not leave over anything. When you're makdish your korban Pesach, you mean to make it hegdish legamri. That's what Abai would have said. But Rav Oishi said not like that. Rav Oishi says, that the Braisa later says, you can give a zayna, even a korban, even means a korban Pesach. Because people leave over even a korban Pesach some schus to use it for their own use yet. But the money is somebody is makdish money. I set aside money now. With this money, I want to go buy a korban Pesach. Vadai for sure mishayeh inish. A people leave over the right to use the money for himself. The mikor at the beginning kimafreshdu. When people set aside the money for his korban Pesach, adai to dochi mafreshdu. He zikha had in mind to leave over. That in case he needs this money for some other use, I want to use the money for some other use, and I'll buy a korban Pesach someplace else. So that's true on this Braisa over here also. That's what the Braisa says, the money in the hand is still chulin, means even though the money was money set aside to buy a korban, but even though you set aside money for korban, you don't mean to make that money hegdish. By a korban Pesach is different, because since you have to have a lot of expenses by Pesach, maybe you want the money to be used for something else. So that's true on this Braisa. Even though the money was set aside for a korban Pesach, still does not have any kedusha. The money is still called chulun. That's the way Abai learns pshat in this braisa. All right, we'll stop here. Holding daf tzaddik. Really, we just see against last gemara was we said a chiddush here that last gemara was hamamane acherim imoy apischai. If somebody appoints somebody else on his korban Pesach. That means somebody has a korban Pesach, and he bought it already, and now he appoints somebody else, he lets somebody else become part of his korban. Or else,
We also on the Korban Chagig, you bring Zerah Pesach. So the Braisa says, Moyes Esher B'yodon Chulin. The money that he receives now for the Korban remains Chulin. That's the Chiddush in this Braisa. Now the Jew already had a Korban Pesach, and now you want to include somebody else. So somebody else gives you money. So that money, that person really was makdish that money l'shem Korban Pesach. He thought he was going to buy his own Korban. Now he met somebody, so he gave you the money, and now you let him become part of your Korban. So the Braisa says the money is Chulin. So that's where back to the Kashya now, the bottom of the Gemara, he asked the question, why is this money Chulin? We're talking about you had a Korban already, and this other person, Reuven, has money that he set aside to buy a Korban with it. So he is makdish the money. So when Reuven gave his money over to Shimon, Lechura Shimon gets now money shall hegdish. Why is that money chulin? That money should be Hegdish's money. That was the Gemara's question. Like, the behemah is already a Korban Pesach, and the money I'm receiving now is money somebody's given me for a Korban Pesach, which they were already makdish. So why is that money chulin? That was the Shailah. So Amar Abaye, Abaye said like this, Ilav, the ukme Rabbi Oishiyo, Leyehi, b'mamane zoyno apischoi, for Rabbi Hi. Abaye said, if not for what Rabbi Oishiyo said, that Rabbi Oishiyo said, a Shreya Bryce the later says, that there's a case you can give a zoyno, a pay her, after you have znus with her, you give her a mukdoshim, you give her a korban, and the Bryce says later, according to Rabbi, that it's chal esnan zoyno. So Rabbi Oishiyo says, it's talking about a korban pesach, that somebody wants to give his korban pesach to a zoyno. As he tells the zoyno, let me have znus with you, and then I'll pay you, I'll give you my korban pesach. And halacha is that it's chal, she like owns now, she gives a bailus in the korban pesach, and therefore it becomes also, you can't use this korban anymore, because that's called esnan zoyno. And the Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe. This is what Rabbi Oishiyo said. Now Abaye is saying, if not for that Rabbi Oishiyo, I would have said, have a mukminon law, lehi bekodishim kalim. I would have said not like Rabbi Oishiyo. I would have said, that is a braisa later, that if you give a korban to a zoyna, it's chal the matone, it's chal the esnan zoyna. I would have said, that's talking about kodishim kalim, not a korban pesach. Talking about a korban shlomim, let's say. The aliba the Rabbi Oishiyo glili. And I'll tell you, the next price that goes according to Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita, the Yoma that he holds, Kodishim Kalim, Momen Bailam Hu. Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita is that Kodishim Kalim is Momen Bailam. That means, even though the Reuven made a Korban Shlomim, he was Makdish his Behemah to be a Korban Shlomim, we don't say once he made it for Korban Shlomim, it doesn't belong to him anymore. He doesn't own it. No, he says Kodishim Kalim, like a Shlomim, is still considered Momen Bailam. It's still considered like the owner still owns it. Still called my money. Therefore, if I give it to a zayna, it's considered like I'm giving my money to a zayna, and it's considered she received a present from me. Therefore, the Torah says anything a zayna receives for the pay for husnus, she's not allowed to be used for a korban. So that's what Abaye would have said. That I would have said the next brice is talking about kochim kalim. Avo be pesach. But Abaye says I would have said in svara by a korban pesach itself loy meshayir inish. A person does not leave over any kedush at all from the korban. In other words, when you're makdish a korban, you make a behemah for a korban pesach. You mean to say the whole behemah should be a korban pesach, and nothing is left over, nothing is chulin. The whole thing is a korban. Now, if the whole thing is a korban, you can't give this to a zayna, because a zayna, you have to give her something that belongs to you from your money. You have to pay her. You can't give her something that's a korban already, like we'll see later the psukim. So mele here, if you give your korban pesach to a zayna after you had znus with her, you give your korban, it wouldn't be chal. It's not called she received something from you, because it's already a korban. You can't give it over to her. As Abaye said, I would have said a korban pesach mamash belongs legamri to hegdish loy mishayir inish nor b'moyis. But the money that somebody gives for a korban, like our case here, Reuven made a korban pesach already, and now Shimon has money set aside to buy his own korban, and instead of buying his own korban, he's telling Reuven, let me be part of your korban. So I'll give you this money that I set aside for korban, I'll give you the money. So by money, here Abaye understands, vadai mishayir inish, avad the person left over some rights to use it for his own purpose. Even though Metchili set it aside to use this money to buy a korban pesach with it, still we say he left over the rights to use it for himself. To mikara, because at the beginning, when a person set it aside that from this money I want to buy a korban pesach, we say adaita dochi mafresh. This was in his mind when he set it aside to be like for korban pesach. mafishlu, that what? That in case he wants to use the money for his own purpose, he's allowed to use the money for his own purpose. Therefore, that's the terrace of this Braisa here. That's what the Braisa says. When Reuven has the Korban Pesach, and now Shimon gives him money and says, I want to be part of your Korban, even though the money Shimon has, he already set aside for Korban Pesach, we say that money really is still chulin. That money still is left over to say that you can still use it for your own purpose. So we don't buy the Korban Pesach, we say that really Reuven is letting you become part of his Korban out the present. And now the money that Shimon has given Reuven is still called a matana. That's called like chulin, it's called money shachulin. So that's what Abaye would have said. And this goes according to Rebbe. That's why the Braisa says that when Shimon gives money to Reuven to be part of his Korban Pesach, that money remains chulin. Even though at the beginning you set aside that money to use to buy a Korban, but we say when you set it aside at the beginning, you knew that maybe you want to use it for yourself. So you were Meshaya, you left over the rice, so it still be chulin. And the Svarah, again, the Gemara is saying now, to the Pesach le Mishayrinish. Because on the Korban itself, when you're Makta Shabema, you don't leave over any rights at all to use it. Uve Moyes, but the money, if you set aside money, with this money you plan to buy a Korban, then we say Vade Mishayrinish. A person for sure has mind to leave it over. For Yehid the Komuki law, Rabbi Yoshua Karebi, and that Rabbi Yoshua says that the next price that goes according to Rebbe, Abaye says, Loi Mukminin Lei, I would not say like that. I would not say, if according to Rebbe, if you give the Korban Pesach itself to a Zayna, I would not say the Korban could become an Esnan Zayna. No, to Rebbe, I would have said like Rebbe holds, the be Pesach loy mishayrinish. Because when you're maktish the Korban, the animal, this little lamb, it should become a Korban Pesach, you have in mind the whole Korban should be a Korban Pesach. You're not leaving over anything for your own use. Therefore, later when you have znus with the Zayna, and you give her this Korban Pesach, it's not chal nesnan zayna, because it's not yours to give to her. You don't own it at all anymore. It's a Korban Agamri. That's what I would have said Rebbe holds. Uve moyes, Rebbe's svar only is in the money. If you only set aside money to use for a Korban, then I say, Mishayir Inish, a person leaves over the right to use it. To Mikar, because at the beginning, Ki Mafishlu, when you set aside this money, Adaita Dochi Mafishlu. This was what in your mind to be Mafish. You set it aside, Almanas, that you want to still use the money. But it's only a svara in the money. But the Korban itself, I wouldn't say that. Now he says, I can't set sign the Braisa before that says that the money is chulin. Maybe it goes according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, all kachrim kalim is still mamon bailim, still belongs to you. Why can't you say this Braisa before goes according to Rabbi Yossi? To a Tony book, because it says clearly in that first Braisa, if somebody sells his korban oilu that he has, or else if he has a korban shlomim, if he goes and sells it, the lacher is la yosav leklum, he did not do anything. Now, according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, that's not true. Rabbi Yosef Lili's shita is that kodshim kalim, like a shlomim, belongs to the bialim still. You're still the owner of it. And if you want to, you have the right to sell it to somebody else. And this price here says not like that. It says clearly, the end of the price, if you sell your korban oila or your korban shlomim, the price says la yosav leklum, you did not do anything. And the moyis just goes to yiplu nadavim. There's a kanas that the money goes to Nadova. But really, you don't have a right to sell it at all. So this Braisa can't go according to Yosef Aglili. So how does this Braisa go like? So Gemara really says there are two truths in how the Braisa goes like. Rabbi Yoshiya said the Braisa goes according to Rebbe's Chiddush. That he learns in Rebbe, will soon see Rebbe inside, will soon see that the Korban Pesach itself also, when you set aside your lamb for a Korban Pesach, before you shecht it, you didn't mean to make the whole thing Hegdish. You meant to leave over the rights for yourself to use it for your own purpose if you want to use it. So here you decide to give it to a Zayna for the pay. It's called you're paying it now with your own money, and it's Chal the Issa of Esnan Zayna. That's what Rabbi Yishiyah says. Abaye says, and therefore it's good here the money also. If somebody pays you for the Korban Pesach, the money is Chulin, because the Korban really is also a little bit Chulin. You left over some rights to use the Korban for yourself. Now when somebody gives you money, we say that even though that money was Hegdish, or better still, the money also the person leaves over for rights to use for himself. Like that's Kal V'Chaimah. Madach, the Korban Pesach itself, you leave over the rights to use for yourself, for sure the money, if you only set aside the money to buy a korban, for sure you left over the right to use that money for yourself. Therefore, the price says the money you receive is chulin, because it's not completely hegdish. That's the way Rav Oishi learns it. Abaye says, I would say not like that. Abaye says, I would have said no, the price goes according to Rav Yosef Glili, that holds mamin by lemu. That's pshat by Yestan Zoyna. Mashenkin, why does this price say the money is chulin? Because it's talking about not the korban itself, but the money that people pay you for. In other words, Reuven set aside money to buy a korban. So the money you set aside was saying that money is not complete hegdish. That money is still leaving over for yourself to use for yourself. That's why the money is still called chulin. I will soon see in the Gemara the different cases. But Sabai said that's what he would have said. Now Abai, nothing more says, Vahashtu though, but now, to Yukme Rabbi Oishia, now that Rabbi Oishia said not like me, Liyahu b'mamane zoyna pischoi, that that and they will soon see the brisa that says that you could give a zoyna a mola korban. If you give her a korban for the pay for this nus, it's considered you're giving her something, and it's chalonissan now, you can't be makdish, you can't use that korban anymore. So Rabbi Oishia said that brisa goes according to Rebbe, and it's talking about a korban pesach. Again, Yukme Rabbi Oishia luhut liyahi b'mamane zoyna pischoi, where you tell the zoyna, I'll let you become part of my korban pesach. If you let me have znus with you, I'll let you become part of my korban. So I'm giving you now for the pay of the znus a korban pesach. And the Rabbi says that it goes according to Rabbi, that Rabbi holds even after you makdish a korban pesach, before you actually bring it, before you make the shchita, it's still called your money. You have a right to do what you want with it. And if you want to give it to a zayna, it's considered you're giving you something. Yeah. Ishmamina disvirle. Alright, so Abai is saying, I understand now, I see, what does Rabbi Oishi hold? That afilo bepischoi mishayrinish. That Rabbi Oishi holds that according to Rebbe, even the korban pesach itself, people leave over some rights of it to use it for their own purpose. Even though regular korban, when you makdish it, it's completely lashem now, it completely belongs to kodshim, not to you. That's by regular korbanos. But by a pesach, we'll soon see a pasuk to say that the pesach still belongs to you. That you have a right to take out of your korban some own usage from it. See, if you want to give it to a zayna, you have a right to give it to her. And therefore it's called an iser esnan zayna. Now the Gemara says, Mahi, where is this halacha? Mahi the Rebbe, where is Rebbe's halacha? Mahi the Rebbe Oishia, where is Rabbi Oishia's halacha? Like Abai is saying, I would have said not like Rabbi Oishia. But now that Rabbi Oishia said it, that's another pshat in this braisa. Now where is this Rabbi Oishia's halacha? The Tanan. We learned the Gemara Braisa in the Gemara Temura, no san lo mukdoshim. In the case where you had a zayna, you had znus with an isha, and you give her pay, so the Torah says, if you give her an animal for the pay, that animal is called an esnan zayna, you're not allowed to use that animal for a korban. It's mis. You're allowed to eat the animal, it's regular chulin, but if you want to be makdashit, you're not allowed to use that animal for a korban. That's not nice, that's called esnan zayna. So the Braisa then, Temura says, no san lo mukdoshim. B.S. Nona. Let's say you have znus with an isha, and after you get finished, you're supposed to pay her, you give her a korban. You add a korban oil, you add a korban shlomim, you give her your korban for the pay. If the braisa says, you know you're still allowed to use that korban. In other words, it's not considered you gave her a present. Because since it's a korban doesn't belong to you anymore. It's like you gave it over to Hashem. So you're not the owner anymore to give it over to this destiny, not to the zayna. So you have no right giving it to her. Not that you give it to her, it's not called she got anything from you. Therefore it's mutarin. Like we'll soon see a pasuk why it's mutar. But areyelu mutarin, there's no if destiny zayna on it. Oifais techulin, let's say you give her a regular bird, you give her a bird that's chulin, that's Rashi, oifais means teirin of the yayna, pigeons or teirin, that you could use for korban, but you were not makdash it yet. Sheino mukdashim, a regular pigeon. You gave to her. Is the locha reye lo asurim? Since you gave it to belong to you, so you have a right to pay her. When you pay it, considered she received something for this nus. Since she received this bird, the Torah says that's called an esnan zayna present the zayna got, that you're not allowed to use it for korban right now. So that's the pasuk of the braisa, that if you gave her a mukdashim, it's not chal, because you don't have the right to give it to her. But you gave her a chulin dik animal, even a knife, it is chal. So Gemara says now, shoye bedin. Really, there's a svara why it should be this way. Omar in mukdashim, maduch by a korban, shehamum paisul ben. If you have a mum in your korban, you're not allowed to use the korban. That's the locha by animals. It has to be dafka tam, complete, and not with any mum inside it. still we say what? Ein esnan u'mechir chal aleihem. There's no din esnan. If you give a zayna, or a kodshim, a korban oil, or a korban shlomim, you're already b'makdash beforehand. And now after this nush, you want to give it to her, it's not chal v'yis esnan zayna. Because since her life belongs to Hashem, it's not your money, it's not your animal, you have no right to give it to her. It's not considered she received this for a pay. Then hu adin u'mechir kelev. The same thing if you own a dog. And you sell your dog, it's the same halacha. Whatever you get for selling your dog is also mi'is, you're not allowed to use it for korban. So if you sold a dog to get back kochim, it's not chal v'yisa. Because since the kochim doesn't belong to the person to sell it, when you gave him away your dog and he gave you back the kochim, it's not called a mechira. You bought the kochim because of the dog. The person stam gave you the kochim, he has no right to give it to you. So it's not chal v'yisa, it's not zayna, and it's not chal v'yisa or mechir. So more saying that's a kabel choyma. Maduch by a korban. If you give it to the zayin, it's not chal. Is a nachalnim was oifos of the zayin. If you give her a bird, sheina mum pois of them. The locher is by birds. If you makdish the bird, there's no psula mum. If a bird has a little bit of a mum, it's still kosher to use for korban. Hey, the locher of mum was only said by animals, not by oifos. There should be a svara that if you give a bird to a zoyna, it should not be chal the yisr esnan. He's mazuch by an animal of kochim. That there is a psul mum. It's not such a strong animal. It's not chal the yisr zoyna. So what then if you give her a knife that's a stronger like animal? There's no yisr mum on it. For sure it should not be chal the yisr mum. The yisr zoyna. Talmud leima. This we say the Pasuk says, lechol neder. Lerabes esoifis. No. Anytime you give her a net, you promise to give her something, even if you give her a knife, it's chal the yisr esnan zayna on it. So Gemara says now, once you tell me a posik, that even by, if you give her a bird, it's chal the yisr esnan zayna, you're not allowed to use this bird for korban. Now let's say the opposite way. Kal v'chayim, there should be for sure a svaram lemugdoshin. That if you give her a hegdishtik of korban, for sure it should be chal the yisr esnan zayna. Meyata like this. Ma oifay sheina mum poisabhim. Madach, if you give her a bird that's such a strong animal, that even if it has a mum later, you're allowed to use it for carbon. We say esnan o mechir. Chalalayen, if you give them this bird for this nus, it's chal the yisr esnan. You're not allowed to use it for carbon. Habazay mukdoshin. If you want to give her now stam a carbon an animal, you want to give her your carbon oiler, your carbon shlomin. Shaha mum poisabhim. The lacha there is mum does passel by them. If you have an animal and it gets a mum, an ear comes off part of one aver comes off of it, it's a psul mum, you can't use it. If the chur ain't a din she'esnan a mechir chalalayin, then for sure, since these animals like are less choshiv, they're less important than a bird, so madach by a bird we say there is the yisr is chal, so if you give the esnan a korban, for sure it should be chal the yisr. If you give your korban ayla, if he has nus with her, so it should be considered she got a korban for the pay, and you should not be allowed to use this korban now to bring it. Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says no. Lechol neder. A neder means something you want to promise. You're going to bring something. Prat le noder. But lafuke is something that was already noder. Because once you made it already hegdish, that's the svara now it can't be chal the yisr esnan zoyner on it anymore. The whole yisoid is you're giving us something that's chulin. You're giving us something that belongs to you. But if you give us something that's hegdish already, that you can't do. That's the positive. Lechol neder, veloy noder. Prat le nodem. Not if you already made it hegdish. If you already made it hegdish, then for sure by giving it to the zaynah, there's not shaf any yisurim on it. But I call upon him, we say we need a posik for this. El is a most like this. El a time mod the cost of rachmon and neder. Why do I say if you give the zaynah your korban, it's not chal the yisur esnan zaynah? Only because there's a posik. It says nodar, something that you will do something to it, but not if you already made that korban, like you already made the animal hegdish. Ho'lav hochi, if not for this new posik, lechol neder, and not that something that's already hegdish, hava mina, I would have thought, mukdoshim, if you give a zoyna, a hegdish, a korban, for her pay, chal yisr esnan aleihen. I would think, without this extra posik, that it is chal the yisr. If you give your korban oila, I would think it's considered you gave her pay for this nus, and since she got this korban now for this nus, you're not allowed to use it for korban. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Monotera says now, new posik, lechol neder, no. It's only yours for something that you're going to make for a neder, but not something that's already hegdish already. But without this extra pasuk, I would say you could give her a present, a pay from a korban. How could that be though? Once you makdish a korban, the chur doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to Hashem already. And the cloud is a person can't ask that, you can't put an issur upon something if you don't own it. See, this korban, you don't own it anymore. So how can you, when you give it to the Zayna, how can you say by giving it to her, you have a right to put an issur now, you're not allowed to use this korban. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. So even without the pasuk, I would know, if you give a Zayna a kachim, it's not chal an issur on it, because you don't own the kachim anyway. So Moran says, on this Rabbi Shi answers, Omer Rabbi Shia, b'memane Zayna al pischoi. We're talking about now this braisa, that if you have a korban pesach, and you want to have znus with an isha, and you tell the isha, let me have znus with you, and afterwards for the pay of the znus, I'll let you become part of my korban pesach. That could be chal. For Rebbe, Rabbi Shia says, this goes according to Rebbe. That was the whole top gemara that Rabbi said. That according to Rebbe, Rabbi Shia learns that when you mak the korban pesach, you leave over part of it that you have a right to use for your own use. So the korban pesach before you made the shechita is not called completely hegdish. It's not the pshat doesn't belong to you. Yes, it still belongs to you. You have a right to do things with it for your own usage. So here, what do you want to do with it? You want to give it to a zayna? You have a right to. That's why without this pasuk of l'chol neder, I would think that a person could give his korban pesach to a zayna, and it would be chal the yisaret non zayna. Kamash mandatara, no, neder, only something you're going to make a neder, and not if it was already made. Now for the Gemara, my Rebbe, where is this Rebbe? What does Rabbi Shimon mean? I say a korban pesach according to Rebbe. Where do I see that Rebbe says any kalis, any lenient in about a korban pesach? The Tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says, "Im yemayet habayis miyais misem." If the house is too small, they don't need the carbon. Like one household bought a carbon, and they see they're too small, they won't finish the old carbon. If the locker is, you'll have to invite other people onto your carbon. So Rebbe Dashin's, we Dashin's hachiyeyu misem, that what you're allowed to keep yourself alive from your carbon. That's the deity. The im yemayet habayis miyais misem means hachiyeyu misem. You can keep yourself alive from the seh itself. Like Rashi says, V'im yemaya tabayis, im yiyu moyes muotim, labala pesach. The person that already owns a korban pesach sees now before pesach he has little money, doesn't have enough money for the korban to take care of himself. It is miyos miseh, shein lei b'ma liknes l'tzorchei pesach. He doesn't have enough money to buy things what he's going to need for the korban pesach itself. For lokas, what does he do? The pasuk says, lokachu ashcheinu b'korav el beisayin, let him invite his neighbor to be part of his korban, then yikach moyis mishchena, let him take the money that his neighbor gives him, v'yimnenu apischoi, and with that money I say, you become part of my korban pesach, v'yikach mena moyis mashu tzorcha pesach. Now the money you receive for your korban, you're allowed to keep it for yourself, and you're allowed to buy things what you need for your korban. So Gemara says, what does that mean? Michtei achila, v'loi michtei mekach. You could buy things what you need to be able to eat the korban itself, but not to buy other things. Like Rashi says, "Mechtei achila, im yechsel loy moyish ein loy b'malikach tzorchi achilas achilas apesach." Could go in eitzim mitzloisay. You don't even have enough money left over to buy wood to roast your korban pesach. Is rishoyihu lemoichrin? You have a right to sell your korban pesach, even though you already makdish this animal to be your korban pesach. Now you see you don't have enough money left to buy wood to make the tzli to roast it. So you're allowed to sell part of your korban to your neighbors. And when he gives you the money, it's your money, you've got to keep the money. Then what do you mean you can keep the money? Look here, when you're makdish the animal doesn't belong to you anymore. Your life is like hegdish. So why do you have a right to sell the animal and keep the money? So that's the raya from this pasuk. Rebbe holds no, that the korban itself still belongs to the owner. And if he doesn't have enough money, he could sell part of the animal and keep the money. So the first rusher is what? Mechtei achilav loy mechtei mekach. Rebbe Yoyim, Rebbe says no. Af mechtei mekach. You could even sell your korban and get the money to use it for other things. Shemein loy. If he doesn't have any money, before Pesach he wants to buy matzah more, he wants to buy other things also. Is mamana acherimoy al pischoi. Let him appoint somebody else, tell him, you become part of my korban Pesach. V'yal chagigosoy. Or you could be part of my korban chagiga that we bring on Erev Pesach. O moyish shebiyodeh chulin. And the money I receive from my neighbor is now chulin. Why? Shalmanaz kenig dishu yisrol as pischayim. Because at the beginning, when any Yid was makdish his korban pesach, this is Rebbe's svara, A person was never makdish to say completely this animal should be a korban, like, and I have nothing, no usage anymore. It's completely l'Hashem. No, people know that maybe they'll need money yet. So when the makdish on tonight, that if I see I do need money, I want to leave over the rights to sell my animal a little bit to get money for it. So you see, according to Rebbe, a korban pesach still belongs to the owner. You still have some rights in it. Therefore, Rabbi Shia says that according to Rebbe, if you give your korban pesach to a zayna, it's considered you gave us something that belongs to you, and it's chal the yisur esnan zayna. So more so like this. Rabbi of Rebbe Zayra. Chadama, one says like this. Pe'etzim litziyosai. If you need wood to roast your korban pesach, that's what you have no money for. Is kuli amalei pligi. Everybody holds that you're allowed to sell your korban pesach to get that. The chivon, the takanta de pesachu. To go for the Pesach dummy. Since that's considered part of the Takon, the way you're fixing up your Korban Pesach, that's part of the Korban Pesach. So Matchilo, when you mark this, your Korban, you have a right to use it for any usage of the Korban itself. You have a right to sell half of it to your neighbor, and with that money you buy wood to roast the Korban Pesach. Keep pligu, where's the Machlaikis, this first Machlaikis, about Mechdei Achilo, or Mechdei Mekach, B'matzo Morer, where you want to sell your Korban Pesach to your neighbor, half of it, in order to get money to buy Matzah and Morer. Rabbon and Savri ho achilach ritahi. That's called another achila. That's not called part of the Korban Pesach. Therefore, you have no right to sell your Korban Pesach to buy matzah murah. The Rebbe Sobar, kivon d'achshem with the Pesachu, since you need this to be part of the mitzvah of a Korban Pesach, is kagufa the Pesach domi. That's part of the Korban Pesach. That's where the machloikis is. The Chadama one says no. The matzah murah nami kuliyam alei pligi. He once says, no, everybody knows, even matzah morer, that's for sure called part of the Korban Pesach. Because the Pesach says, al matzah so morerim yechluhu, that you're allowed to eat, you have to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah and with morer. Is kivon the machshir in the Pesach ninu, since you need the matzah and the morer to be able to eat with your Korban Pesach, it's extra for pairing the Korban Pesach, ke Pesach dami, we say for sure it's considered part of the Korban Pesach. So even both Rebbe and the Tanakama hold you could sell your korban to your neighbor almanas to buy matzah murim. Keep pligi, where's the machlokes? Likach by cholok. If you don't have a suit for yontif, so if you want to sell part of your korban pesach to your neighbor to get money to buy your suit, that's the machlokes. Rav likach by talis to buy a new talis. Rabbon and Savri, the pasuk says miyos miser v'im yemayet habayis miyos miser v'dashnam rachmonim. It means hachiyayu l'ser. Means you can only sell your korban almanas to do something to keep the korban going. It has to be some usage of the korban pesach itself. Hachyeu l'sem, keep the korban going. That means even matzah maror also, because you need matzah maror to be mekayim the mitzvah with the pesach. For Rebbe Sov, Rebbe Yod, no. Hachyeu atzmecho miser. He dashens miyos miser means you're even allowed to keep yourself alive from your sem, from your korban pesach. In other words, if you see you don't have money to buy a suit, you're allowed to sell half of your korban to your neighbor, and that money you're allowed to buy yourself a suit. So you see, according to Rebbe, what? When the person Matchila was Makdish as korban Pesach, he did not mean the whole korban is Mamash Hegdish. He meant to leave over the rights that if he sees he doesn't have enough money, he'll have the right to sell his korban and use it for his own usage. That's why Rabbi Shia says that according to Rebbe, who did, if the person wants to give it to a Zayna, he gives it to us considered he gave us something of his own. Because his korban, even though it's a Pesach, it's not completely Hegdish. He left over the rights to use it for his own rights. That's the way Rebbe learns, and that's the way Rav Oishi learns from Rebbe. Not in respect to the Abaya. But now, according to the top Abaya that said the Yomer, Abaya didn't like Rav Oishi's pshat. He said, Elav yukma Rav Oishi, lihi b'mamanu zoyna pishoi, if not for Rav Oishi said, that the brisa that says you give a zoyna, a kachim, is talking about a korban Pesach, leave the Rebbe, having Mokmina and Abaya said, I would have said this from pshat. Mokmina law bekotchim kalim. I tell this Bryce is talking about a regular shlomim, a regular kotchim kalim. The alib and Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And it goes according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili Shita. That's Rabbi Yosef Aglili Shita, that mumin kotchim kalim is considered your money. That's why if you give it to a Zayna, it's considered you gave us something that belongs to you. That's why it's called Yis Esnan Zayna. But Rabbi said that's only according to Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita. Ava be Pesach. But by Korban Pesach, Mashma, even according to Rebbe, Weiss, Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Kotchim Kalim, a Korban Pesach, is not your money. So Weiss says, I would have said, not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, even a Korban Pesach does not belong to you. Loi Mishai Rinish. Nobody leaves over any rice to use as Korban Pesach. No, what does a person leave over? Only the money, but not the Korban itself. Fred Gemara HaKetoni, it says clearly in his rice of Behedion, Shalmanaz Keinig Dishu Yisolas Peschayim, it says clearly that Almanaz there, people are only matnish a Korban Pesach. Almanaz there, if they see they don't have enough money, they want to leave over the rice to sell it and use the money to buy even a suit with it. So how could a buyer say that a Korban Pesach, you have no usage? Here the rice is clear, you could use it. Ema Abayi said, this is the way it should have said in the Braisa. Shalmanaz Keinig Dishu Yisrael Moyes Peschayim. Abayi learns only a heter of the money. If somebody sets aside money and says, this $100 bill now, I'm going to buy myself a korban. So even though usually, when you set aside money for korban, you like makdish this money, you can't use it for your own usage anymore, Korban Pesach is different. Korban Pesach, we say, even though you set aside the money, you still have a right to use the money. But only the money Abayi holds. But the korban itself, once you makdish this animal for Korban Pesach, Abayi holds that korban you can't use anymore. So that's what Abayi says. I would have learned that the price that it says you give a zoyna, a korban, does not mean a korban pesach, because according to Rebbe, the korban does not belong to you anymore. I would have learned Abayi says that's going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Like Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds all kachem kalim belongs to you. But not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you can't give her a korban pesach. And Rabbi Yossi says not like that. Rabbi Yossi says no. And Rabbi Yossi learned up Shan Rebbe that hachiyayu means you can keep yourself alive even from your korban pesach. Even though you're makdish this animal for your korban pesach, calls the money you did not make the shechita yet, you have a right to sell it and use the money for yourself. Therefore, you see you still own it. Therefore, if you give it to a zoyner for the pay of the znus, it's not a chal the yisfas non zoyner. You can't use it for korban anymore. Look at Mishnah. Zav shirosh teriyus. If a man saw a zav, he saw it 2 times, 2 days in a row. The locher is he's tamei for 7 days now, but he doesn't have to bring a korban. It's only if he sees 3 days that he has to bring a korban. But if he only sees 2 days, one after another, Zavis, he's tummy for 7 days. So Zav Shirosh Terius is Shech Tanola Bishri. It becomes the 7th day, which is Erev Pesach. So today is the day they have to bring the korban Pesach. Even though today he's still tummy, he's tummy until tonight, but you're allowed to make a shlich and let somebody else make the korban for you. Because tonight, at night time, when you're supposed to eat the korban, you'll be tor. So Rashi, Zav Shirosh Terius, he's only tummy for 7 days. The yain turn korban doesn't have to bring a korban. Therefore, shirt nala bishri. The yafa pishle harashimsha, even though it didn't come the night time yet, and right now he can't eat from kachim, but the chazil mechel yurta. We have a right to shech the korban for him, because by night time, when it comes the time to eat the korban, then he will have harashemish. It would be tzedek korban ready. Then this person is allowed to eat kachim. What about sholish? Roar Sholish, let's say the Zav saw 3 times. Now that he saw 3 times, he has to wait 7 days to be Torah, and on the 8th day he has to bring Korban. Is Alocha Shechten Ola Bishmini Shaloi. On his 8th day, here's the Chiddush. On his 7th day, if it's Erev Pesach, you can't bring Korban for him. Because even tonight he can't eat yet, because he has to wait until tomorrow he brings the Korban. But if his 8th day, the day he could bring a Korban, comes out on Erev Pesach, even though he did not bring his kapora yet, still we're allowed to bring his korban pesach first, and then later we'll bring his korban, his kapora, and then he will be allowed to eat the kachim. So even though b'shah shchitas pesach he did not bring his korban yet, right now he's not allowed to eat kachim, still we could shecht on him, because this person could make himself roi to eat the korban. All he has to do is just bring his kapora, bring his korban. What about a shemeris yoim kineged yoim? That's an isha after the 7 days of nidus. There's 11 days that if she sees 1 day, we say she's tummy that 1 day, and she has to watch herself the next day to make sure she doesn't see. That's called Shemeres Yom. If she sees 1 day, she has to watch the next day, Keneged Yom. So that 1 day when she's watching herself, she's only tummy that 1 day, and at night she becomes Tor. There's a male again, Shechten Moleho. You're allowed to Shechten Korban Pesach on her today, because at night time she's Tor, she's allowed to eat it. B'Sheni Shaloh, let's say she saw 2 days in a row, still means nothing. She saw 2 days in a row in these 11 days, she still only told me 1 more day, that's all. So Ross saw Shnei Yomim, she saw 2 days in a row, Shechten Oleh, still, the 3rd day you're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach, because the 3rd day by night, if she doesn't see, she's allowed to eat, she could eat the Korban. What about Bishlishi? Let's say an Isha, the shechtin lebeshlishi. On the third day, then you're allowed to shecht the korban for. Because the third day, she just has to watch today. And if she doesn't see today, at night time she could eat. She's mutat eat kodshim. Therefore, you could shecht the korban today. Because by night time, when you're supposed to eat it, she'll be able to eat it. What about the hazofa? Let's say an isha that saw 3 days in a row. During these 11 days, she saw 3 days in a row. She has tuma zofa. There the loch is, she has to wait 7 days not to see anything. And then on the eighth day, she first brings a korban. Is the loch a shecht and a lebishmini? On her eighth day, yesterday by night, she went to the mikveh ready. All she's missing is enough to bring the carbon. So since today she could bring a carbon, you're allowed to bring a carbon Pesach for her also. Because she's called such an Isha that tonight time, night time, she'll be able to eat the carbon. And Rashi says, V'yazava, she rosa shleish rutzuf, and she saw 3 days in a row. V'toich echarasa yoyim, in between these 11 days, between one nidus and the next nidus. One period and the next period. Otsricha lispa shivan akim. Lachris, she has to wait 7 akim. Olahevi carbon. And she has also have to bring a carbon on the 8th day. Is alacha shecht and aleh bishmini. On her 8th day, if that's Erev Pesach, you're allowed to shecht the carbon Pesach for her. V'tovi kaprosa. And then later in the afternoon, she'll bring a carbon kapara. Kodim shetechshach. Before it comes nighttime. V'tiyochol. And at nighttime, she'll be able to eat the carbon Pesach. Safti said about Mishnah. Any time that at night time you'll be taught to eat the carbon, you're allowed to shecht right now in the afternoon, Erev Pesach, even though right now you're not allowed to eat. Even though now you can't eat, so what? Since at night time you will be able to eat, then it's kosher. Mor says, Amr Rav Yudam Arav. He like argues in our Mishnah. Amr Rav Yudam Arav. Shechtin v'zorkin al tfuyayim. You're allowed to shecht the korban if somebody was tamei and he went to the mikveh ready today, even though he has to wait till night time to become tor, so what? Since at night time will be tor, you can shecht the korban Pesach now for him. Who are there in Mechusik Yipurim? If somebody's on his eighth day, and even though he didn't bring his korban yet, but since he could bring his korban today, and then he would be allowed to eat the korban, you're allowed to bring the korban Pesach right now for him. Aber Rav's chiddush is,